Now he says here, verse 5, and this is a very wonderful verse, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." Now there's one God in the Roman Empire. There were many gods. And today, people are giving themselves some to pleasure, some to entertainment. Actually, the entertainment world has become sort of a religion today. And there are many devotees of that. There are many women that would sacrifice their virtue in a moment, and a man would sacrifice his honor in order to become a star. And I'm of the opinion there have been those that have made that kind of a sacrifice, and some didn't even get any notice at all. They didn't even get on the marquee out front. There are many gods today, but we need to understand there's only one God. He's the Creator. And there is only one mediator. Now, before, in Israel, you could go to the temple. There were many priests there. You could go through them. Well, Paul is saying now there's only one mediator that you're to go to. You're not to go to any human being down here. No minister. It's not necessary. There is a mediator between God and man. And we need a mediator. I need a priest. I have one. The great high priest. And it was the heart cry of Job way back at the very beginning. You'll recall back in Job 9:33. He cried out, "Oh, that there was a day's man betwixt us that might lay his hand upon us both." And Job was crying out, "Oh, if there was somebody that could take hold of God's hand and then take hold of my hand and bring us together, and that there might be communication, there might be an understanding." Well, friends, we have today a mediator. The Lord Jesus Christ has come, and he has one hand in the hand of deity because he's God. He's able to save to the uttermost because he's God, and because he's paid the price for your salvation and mine. Now, he's a mediator, but he's become a man. He can hold my hand down here. He understands me. He understands you. He knows you. You can go to him. He's not going to be upset with you. He's not going to lose his temper. He's not going to strike you. He's not going to harm you and hurt you. You say, "Well, I failed. I've done this. I've come short of the glory of God. I'm just such a failure." Well, he knows that. And he still loves you. He still wants to put his arm around you. You remember that Isaiah said, "In all their affliction, he was afflicted." Well, there are those that believe the better reading of that is, "In all their affliction, he was not afflicted." Well, either way you read it, it's wonderful. And I'm not sure what God wants us to see it both ways. But I like it. "In all their affliction, he was not afflicted." God went with the children of Israel through the wilderness. And you remember when they failed at Kadesh Barnea, he didn't say, "Well, goodbye, I dismiss you, I'm through with you, you failed." No, he went with them 40 years, but he went on ahead. You remember he gave Moses instructions when they entered the land, they were to do this, that, and the other thing. God went on, but you see, he waited for them. He did wait for them. He dealt with them patiently all of that time in all their affliction. He wasn't afflicted. He didn't break down and fail. He just stayed there with them. And that's the way he's done with me. And it's wonderful today to have somebody that is such a wonderful mediator. And we can go through him. And that's the reason we should go through him to God today. How wonderful it is. No use coming and telling me. I might not be sympathetic with you. I might not really understand your case. He does. He's human. He's a daysman. He's a mediator. He put his hand in my hand. And we hear that song, "Put your hand in the hand." You don't put your hand in his. He puts his hand in yours. That's the wonder of it all. He has come down and he put his hand in my hand. And he took hold of me. But he holds on to God because he is God. And he's brought us together. How wonderful this is. There's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Now, this is the one the world needs to know about because there isn't but one way of salvation. That's the thing you remember that Peter said to the religious leaders there that day. there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Oh, how tremendous that is. But that's wonderful, because there's one thing about it. It will really bring you right through to the Lord. I was told in Canada I had to get on a certain freeway to get into Detroit. And if I missed it, I was in trouble. And I want to tell you, I did a lot of manipulating around. I got on that freeway, and it just brought me right in. I was thankful that the man said to me, he says, "It's just one way." And he was right. There's just one way. And today I'm thankful that I've been told there's one way to God, one mediator. And he's so wonderful. He's the only one that can bring us together today. And he can bring us to God because he is God. But he's also a man. He's the man, Christ Jesus.